My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, it's funny, you tease a topic and then 30 seconds later you're onto something else in your mind, because I'm looking at the text page. I'm like, why are people just texting in just names of coaches? Like, there's a text, Stefanski, Sean Payton. Like, there's all these texts. Oh, yeah, that's right. I teased our NFL head coach, first head coach fired death pool in the previous segment. So people are answering my question. It's one of those days, man. I was up late last night.
You're up late drafting fantasy.
Drafting my next 4-10 fantasy team. Yes.
It was important for you to, just forget your professional responsibilities.
So, well, there's a little crossover, I suppose. You know,
it is. Getting ready for a fantasy draft is actually one of the best ways to prepare for a football viewing season.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, you know, there's names out there. If you're not paying attention to fantasy, some of the guys who are performing well on underperforming football teams might escape your attention.
Indeed. So, yeah, so that was what I was doing last night. So let's do this, Seth. So the first head coach fired, the odds are out on the first head coach fired. So they do this every year.
Yeah.
The last four winners, we started doing this, I think, in 2020, when Bill O'Brien was the first head coach fired after an 0-4 start.
Yeah.
It wasn't anywhere.
Had either of us picked him in that year?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we did. And then I don't think either of us had Urban Meyer in 2021.
Well, right, because it was his first year as a head coach.
Yeah.
It was Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
The only thing I felt comfortable predicting with Urban Meyer was that it was an extreme boom or bust. He was either going to be awesome or he was going to be atrocious.
You were right.
But I never could have foreseen just how bad it was. My first indication was when they came to play here. It was the first game of the season, right?
It was the opener again. It was David Culley's debut as Texans head coach.
I remember talking to some Jacksonville media members that I had known from back when I played there.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, so like a lot of this, some of the criticism of Urban Meyer seems like it's overblown. And they looked at me like, kind of like, like they could tell something was
okay.
Weird.
So they're around the team.
It was weird with Urban Meyer. Yeah.
And then the last two years, the first head coach fired has been the Carolina Panthers head coach, Matt Rhule in 2022, and Frank Reich last year, fired 10 games into the season. So
after losing his play calling or what? No,
he gave up play calling.
He took play calling duties and then gave him up and then took him back.
And then
whatever
took him
it
back.
Was.
Yeah,
when he got it was the perfect environment for Bryce Young. Was all I know.
Yeah.
Just according to so many pundits, it was the perfect environment for Bryce Young.
Oh.
Who could have it better than a head coach who is notoriously awful? This is one of the undersold stories about Frank Reich was that. He made those offensive linemen worse than they were. Like, he actively made the offensive line worse as an offensive coordinator. But he was the best guy for a young 5'3" quarterback, sure.
Let's pick here. You and I pick four coaches each year. We draft them, and I'm going to let you go first as to who we think the first head coach fired is going to be. So you're up. First pick is you, Seth.
I don't think I can go with Dave Canales.
As much as I want to, yeah.
I really want to. I don't know. Yeah.
You get four picks. You get 4 picks, Seth. You can make him one of yours.
I'm okay. All right. Right now, Nick Sirianni, he's the sixth highest on this board
for first guy to be fired.
But, man, he is sideways with the franchise quarterback who got paid. Doesn't really have a whole lot of excuses for why things looked as bad as they did in the back half of last season. Oh, Robert Saleh and Mike McCarthy are just sitting out there like big meatballs in front of them. I think with Sirianni, Sirianni's the one that might blow up fastest and most violently.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni for your first pick. All right, I'm writing these down so we can revisit these later. I'll put them at the bottom of the rundown so we can refer back to it. So Seth takes Nick Sirianni, first head coach fired, as his first pick. I am going to go with somebody who's tied with Sirianni on the board and go with Todd Bowles of Tampa Bay. I'm going to go with Todd Bowles.
Yeah,
in a division now where they can't just win it because it's a bunch of crappy teams. Atlanta has seriously upgraded their roster both at quarterback and on defensively with getting Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon. And I think there's potential Cinderella pumpkin potential with Baker Mayfield, with Canales no longer there as the OC. And as Cowherd would say, defensive head coach loses his offensive coordinator. I think there may be something to that with this one. I'm going Bowles with my first pick. Tampa Bay.
All right. You got to work in the psychology of the owners with a lot of these things.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Even when they fired Bruce Arians, he wasn't really fired. When Bruce Arians, did he retire? What was the deal?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you remember, but then he was back and he was on the sidelines and everything. Yeah. It was just all weird. It was uncomfortable. He wasn't fired, but it was uncomfortable.
Who's your second pick?
I am going to go, Daboll is, man, it's not Daboll's fault that Daniel Jones is his quarterback.
Nope.
But I feel like Daboll's the kind of guy who just, he's not going to be able to hold in his rage over Daniel Jones being his quarterback. And Joe Shane, who basically tells the owner what to do there in New York, at least based on what I saw. It looked like he basically leads the owner around by the nose. Yeah.
Saquon.
I think Daniel Jones throws like 17 picks in the first three games,
dude.
And Brian Daboll is blamed for it. I'll take Brian Daboll.
You're stealing that one from me, dude. That was my next pick. Just Daboll. Every press conference I've watched and watching Hard Knocks, Daboll's acting like a guy who might want to get fired. You know, like, I do get the rest of my contract paid to me. Got his feet up on the table interviewing guys, and
it looked every bit, maybe this was intentional, but it looked like he was phoning it in on the entire draft process and free agency process.
Yes. Yeah.
Like at various times, coaches have said, like, I don't know, I watched some of them on YouTube.
Yep.
that was their scouting process.
It's unbelievable. All right, I am going to, for my next pick, Seth and I are drafting four head coaches with the goal being for us to capture the first one to get fired this season within our four. I'm going to go with Stefanski because it's fun to root against Deshaun Watson. You can't fire the quarterback who has $180 million of cap hit left on his deal.
They're in last-ditch effort mode with Deshaun Watson. And just like the Giants are trying to figure out what they have in the quarterback they already paid, the Browns are trying to figure out what they have in the quarterback that they already paid a record-breaking amount. And even if they believe Kevin Stefanski is the issue or not, they're gonna have to say, like, well, all right, well, we gotta try something.
Yeah.
So even if they might knowingly not feel like he's the issue and still have to get rid of him to try something different.
All right,
that's a good one by you.
Thank you.
Likewise too, I guess I'm taking on kind of a victim complex here with a lot of these head coaches because I think Robert Saleh has actually done a pretty good job given the circumstances over the last couple of years, but because he's so bad at handling unwinnable press conferences, it's really he's in this situation in these press conferences where it's an unwinnable situation, but he somehow makes it worse.
Yes.
So I think Robert Saleh is the victim there if Aaron Rodgers isn't playing well, gets injured, or anything else. So I'm going to go with Robert
Saleh. That's a good pick. That's a really good pick. He's third on the odds board at 7-1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, I'm just going to go meat and potatoes here. Dennis Allen is the heavy favorite to be the first one fired in New Orleans, 3-1. I don't know that to be the case, but he's by far the one Vegas sees as the first one to get fired. I could see Derek Carr getting a coach fired for sure. been a while since we've been able to dust that one off. I'm going Dennis Allen for my third pick, Seth.
I'm going to go with one. I think that this guy's lower on the odds board than he probably should be, just because Buffalo is just so undercovered by the press. Mm-hmm. People just generally ignore it. I don't think Sean is somebody who has family up there. If Sean McDermott walks into a bar in Western New York, I'm not so sure anybody's buying him a beer. So,
really?
People have been hitting the side eye for a long time. They don't hate him, but there's no love lost there, and I wonder how ownership feels about it. And again, defensive-minded coach where it just feels like you haven't done or really captured all the potential that you've had on your roster. So I'm going to take Sean McDermott.
That's a good one. Was there ever a point, from talking to your peeps up there, was there ever a point where he was like the toast of the town? I mean, because Buffalo... I mean, he kind of got Buffalo out of the muck. They were bad for 20 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely as far as, I think. But now they've been good enough, long enough now that the expectations have been raised. Yeah. The bar has been raised enough that I think there's a lot of, it's not like people actively dislike him, but it's the pressure of being a defensive-minded head coach when it looks like you can't surpass the best offense in the league.
Yep. A lot of people texting in, Mike McCarthy for sure. It's going to be Mike McCarthy. I would point out two things. I don't know that the Cowboys are going to be bad enough for him to get fired. Again, we're trying to get the one who's the first head coach fired.
Yeah, the first head coach fired.
Right.
Jerry Jones notoriously just drags his feet on decisions. And Mike McCarthy might be the last one. I could both make an argument that he's most likely to get fired, but also that he'll be the last one fired. I think that Mike McCarthy,
I'm not taking McCarthy. Yeah. This is my last pick here. So Seth has taken Sirianni, Daboll, Robert Saleh, Sean McDermott. I have selected Todd Bowles, Kevin Stefanski, Dennis Allen. I love what you said earlier. A lot of people texting in maybe Eberflus. I'm not impressed by Eberflus, but I don't think he'll be the first one fired. Ownership, big in this. Mm-hmm. You pointed that out earlier, like taking a look at dysfunctional owners. And so my last pick, 12-1 on the odds board, Antonio Pierce. I feel like Antonio Pierce of the Raiders was like a sugar high hire. Like he did some good things. I think the biggest thing Antonio Pierce had going for him is that he wasn't Josh McDaniels. And that's going to...
He was the exact opposite of Josh McDaniels in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
right.
And so the players really took to him. They put together some wins at the end of the year. They went 5-4 down the stretch. They've got Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell as their two quarterbacks right now. And that Mark Davis is not a stable owner. There's a reason why they got so many votes on the unstable franchise list from all those agents that did the poll in The Athletic. So, Seth, I am going with Antonio Pierce as my final pick. So I feel good about that.
I feel pretty good about this.
Yeah.
Have I ever won this in the past?
I don't know. I'll go back and look. I've got it somewhere. Yeah, I've got it somewhere. You might have had...
So obviously, I care a lot. So, but we need to... I think the problem is so many times when we've done this, we've been too wrapped up in whether or not the Texans are going to fire their head coach.
That's probably true.
We kind of lose track of it, yeah.
And neither of us had Reich last year, I can promise you that. There's no way that I thought Frank Reich was going to get fired first.
It takes a lot for me to project the first year getting fired, first year guy getting fired. I have a hard time doing it.
Yep, yeah. Same. And yet, two of the four were first-year guys in Urban Meyer and Frank Reich. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Hey, let's circle back to the Astros. Verlander, a big topic right now. Would he start in a playoff series for this team? I don't think he deserves to. It is very interesting, though, who Astro fans in a landslide think should be starting as the third starter in this rotation come playoff time. We'll have that for you coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.